The inventor and his life-saving invention. Steve Gass, a patent attorney with a lifelong fascination for dismantling and reassembling complex items, has a deep-rooted curiosity about the mechanics of things. This passion led him to create SawStop, a revolutionary power tool designed to prevent severe finger injuries. Gass' motivation stems from a childhood accident where he partially severed his thumb while playing with his father's tools. SawStop's innovation lies in its sensor, which can differentiate between wood and human flesh. When the sensor detects an obstruction, such as a finger, it immediately stops the saw blade, which spins at speeds exceeding 100 miles per hour. Initially, Gass used hot dogs to test the system, and each test was successful in stopping the blade upon detecting the hot dog. Before bringing SawStop to market in 2000, Gass even tested the device with his fingers to ensure its effectiveness. The power of curiosity and innovation. Steve Gass's journey with SawStop began with a simple question: is there a way to stop a saw blade fast enough to prevent injury? This curiosity sparked his inventive spirit and led to the creation of SawStop, a groundbreaking solution to prevent saw-related injuries. Curiosity has always been a driving force in Gass's life. His willingness to ask fundamental questions and seek answers has been key to SawStop's success. Beyond being a technological advancement, SawStop addresses a critical safety issue. Each year, almost 67,300 Americans suffer blade-related injuries, as reported by the U.S. Consumer Product Safety Commission, highlighting the importance of innovations like SawStop. SawStop's effectiveness and innovation were recognized when it was named one of Popular Science Magazine's 100 Best Innovations in 2002. Gass's determination to find a solution led him to partner with patent attorneys to manufacture and market SawStop. For Gass, leading SawStop is a dream come true, as it allows him to engage in challenging and stimulating work. Gass's story is a testament to the impact of curiosity on innovation. Curious individuals often become inventors and entrepreneurs, driven by the desire to solve problems and create meaningful change. Innovation involves questioning. Inventors like Steve Gass stand out for their constant self-criticism and questioning of new ideas. According to Gass, a significant aspect of innovation is being critical and knowing when to discard ideas, asking questions like, "Why won't this work? What's wrong with it?" is crucial for progress. However, many people tend to settle for the first answer they find and stop questioning, missing out on valuable insights. Unlike adults, children view questioning as essential. They constantly ask why in various forms, showing a relentless curiosity. For example, they may ask where goldfish go after they die, or why they have to go to bed while adults don't. This constant questioning leads to meaningful discoveries and innovations. While most people stop asking questions as they grow older, maintaining a curious mindset is key to innovation. Asking multiple questions, sometimes hundreds of them, can lead to breakthroughs and meaningful innovations. Continuously questioning and challenging ideas can drive progress and lead to discoveries. The natural curiosity of children. Children are naturally curious beings who love to question, hypothesize, test, and experiment. Even babies and infants engage in a form of questioning through their intuitive experimentation. This curiosity is evident in the countless questions that young kids ask as they seek to understand the world around them. Some children, luckily, grow up to be curious adults like Steve Gass. Unfortunately, many children lose their curiosity as they grow older, often due to the way their parents respond to their questions. When parents dismiss their questions with statements like, "Because I said so, that's why," it can discourage further inquiry and kill their natural inquisitiveness. This type of response sends a message to the child that their curiosity is not valued. The impact of curiosity on child development. Dismissal of children's curiosity can significantly hinder their natural inquisitiveness. As children begin actively seeking explanations for the world around them, warnings about the dangers of curiosity often emerge. These warnings coincide with children's exploration of causal relationships, their search for information to understand and predict events, and their efforts to make sense of the world. When preschoolers receive satisfactory answers to their questions, it encourages them to continue exploring and asking new questions. Research suggests that children who maintain their curiosity as they grow older tend to perform better on IQ tests. Curiosity is a valuable trait in today's knowledge-based economy. It distinguishes individuals who excel in problem-solving and contribute to societal advancements. These intensely curious individuals challenge the status quo by asking insightful questions and seeking innovative solutions to complex problems. Curiosity is not just important for driving innovation, but also for shaping effective business strategies. The limitations of traditional education. Many schools focus primarily on imparting information rather than fostering curiosity. Students often feel that their curiosity is not valued, as teachers expect rote memorization and repetition of facts. This approach, described as intellectual hide-and-seek, stifles independent thinking and discourages students from exploring their ideas. Instead of encouraging innovative thinking, schools prioritize the regurgitation of correct answers. This lack of encouragement for curiosity can hinder students' ability to develop critical thinking skills and stifle their creativity. The lack of curiosity in education. Many schools today fail to cultivate curiosity in their students. What begins as a flame of curiosity in young minds often dwindles to a mere flicker by the time students graduate. As they progress through school, children are taught to memorize facts rather than how to learn. This approach stifles independent thinking and discourages questioning. Students are expected to accept information without challenge, leading to a passive acceptance of what they are taught. Unfortunately, colleges often perpetuate this trend. Lectures dominated by a "shut up and listen to me lectures" approach fail to ignite curiosity in students. Rather than fostering inquiry, the emphasis is placed on achieving good grades through rote memorization. Consequently, students learn to prioritize conformity over curiosity, hindering their ability to think critically and independently. The college dilemma. Many colleges, ranging from prestigious universities to average institutions, have transformed into mere degree factories. Students are well aware of this reality, recognizing that a college degree is often a prerequisite for securing a high-paying job. One student at Columbia University candidly stated, "We're not here for an education, we're here for the degree." Unfortunately, this mindset does little to encourage curiosity. True curiosity demands an open mind committed to exploring the depths of why. Fresh perspectives require embracing new ideas and discarding old assumptions and beliefs. It's about letting go of cherished illusions and embracing the unknown. When you delve into understanding how things work, remember to also turn the spotlight on yourself. Cultivate self-awareness. Instead of fixating on predefined answers and conclusions, challenge everything. Ask why repeatedly, uncovering the truth amidst the noise. Seek out new knowledge fearlessly, unafraid of what you may discover. It takes courage to act on your findings and chart your path. Identify untapped opportunities and dare to explore them. Remember, success doesn't happen overnight. Just as Apple didn't create groundbreaking innovations overnight, be patient with your journey. Always dream big and be prepared for setbacks and failures along the way. Innovation often arises from learning from mistakes and persevering despite challenges. Stay optimistic, forgive yourself for errors, and keep pushing forward. Seek solutions beyond borders. Innovation knows no bounds. Smart innovators recognize that solutions to problems often transcend industries, with valuable lessons to be learned from diverse fields. They understand the importance of continuous improvement, never settling for the first solution, but instead asking questions to refine their ideas. This approach is especially crucial in today's fast-paced technological landscape, where advancements quickly render previous solutions obsolete. The next critical step is discerning which innovations hold real value. For instance, General Electric, a prolific innovator with an average of 5 new patents daily, regularly evaluates and challenges its own decisions. This constant analysis ensures that they are willing to discard ideas that do not yield the desired results, a practice that contributes to their ongoing success. 7 Common Innovation Myths. As you embark on your innovation journey, steer clear of these common misconceptions. 1. Innovation is about the newest thing. While some innovations revolutionize the world, most involve incremental changes to the existing norms. Embrace incremental innovation in your daily life, as even small adjustments can lead to significant improvements over time. 2. Innovation is a solo activity. Contrary to popular belief, innovation isn't solely the realm of solitary geniuses. Many envision inventors as eccentric loners, but in reality, most innovators collaborate with teams and colleagues to bring their ideas to fruition. Recognize the power of teamwork in transforming ideas into tangible advancements. 3. Innovation can't be taught. Quest University Canada proves that innovation is teachable. By focusing on one subject at a time and engaging in rigorous questioning, students learn the art of productive inquiry. They're taught to ask tough questions, even of themselves, to deepen their understanding. 4. Innovation is top-down. While Steve Jobs exemplified top-down innovation at Apple, he also valued insights from frontline workers. Recognizing that these employees often have unique perspectives from interacting closely with customers, Jobs listened to their ideas. Many successful organizations, like Whole Foods and Four Seasons, tap into the creativity of their frontline staff, showing that innovation can come from any level. 5. You can't force innovation. Indeed, innovation can't be mandated, but organizations can foster environments conducive to creativity. By empowering employees with a sense of ownership and encouraging innovative thinking, companies can cultivate a culture where innovation thrives naturally. 6. Change is always good. Despite research showing that people enjoyed the taste of New Coke, its introduction suggested that there was something wrong with the original formula of Coca-Cola. This didn't sit well with most consumers, leading Coca-Cola to quickly revert to its classic recipe. 7. Innovation isn't for everyone. Throughout history, humans have constantly innovated to enhance their lives. From ancient times to the modern era, innovation has been a fundamental part of human progress. It's a trait that anyone can embrace and benefit from, showing that innovation is not reserved for a select few. Adopt childlike curiosity. Innovation thrives on divergent thinking, which means seeing the world differently from others. It involves asking fundamental questions like why and why not, the questions children naturally use to explore the world. By integrating these questions into your everyday thinking, you can reignite your curiosity, a trait that research shows can be revived in anyone. Thinking like a child means asking questions without hesitation and keeping an open mind, free from conventional wisdom and preconceived ideas. It involves accepting the possibility that your current thinking may be incorrect and avoiding settling for easy answers. Treat each problem as a new puzzle, exploring different approaches and persisting until you find the best solution. Adopting this childlike curiosity and openness to new ideas can lead to creative thinking and satisfying your curiosity. Key points. 1. Curiosity is innate in children, but can be stifled by parents, schools, and society. 2. Colleges can harm curiosity with their traditional teaching methods. 3. Innovators are curious and seek better, cheaper, and faster solutions. 4. Successful innovators ask tough questions and challenge assumptions. 5. They identify unmet needs and find ways to address them. 6. Most innovations are incremental rather than revolutionary. 7. Avoid myths about innovation. It's not always a solo effort, and some changes aren't beneficial.